At 30-something, Susan Werner writes songs and sings them with the assurance and clarity of someone who's been performing for a while. Her sixth CD is out today. It's called I Can't Be New. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg introduces the singer and her songs.
Susan Werner tells stories in her songs. Stories of love, usually love under pressure, and love lost.
I arrived last night at 2:30. In my best dress and my best shoes, I rushed up the steps to look for you. But I was late for the dance.
Susan Werner, to me, this is a Carrie Bradshaw kind of song. It's full of Sex and the City ruefulness.
Yeah, rueful. Love that. And some regret. He's the one that got away, and you let him get away.
Your songs can be extremely funny, I find. The title song, I Can't Be New.
Mm-hmm.
Describe the premise, and then we're going to hear my favorite funny part.
I was driving with, my road manager was driving, I was in the passenger seat, and we're talking about, I don't know, someone she knows, and how someone was cheating on someone, and she said, I wish you'd write a song called I Can't Be New. And I acted real casual about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure, uh-huh. Of course, when we got to the hotel, I got out my notebook, and in the back, I scribbled down, I can't be new. Because a bell went off. But this, oh, my goodness, could this, no one has written this? Could that be? It's still there?
And when they're buying you steak, baby, I can be the gravy. When they throw you in the lake, I can be the navy. Be that three-day leave. I can be that bad tattoo.
The Navy thing, someone told me this, that Cole Porter would write a lemon line. In every song, he'd have one line where you thought, that wasn't such a great rhyme. And this writer's theory was that Cole Porter did that so all the other rhymes looked better. So like, as a writer, you get one for free. That was my one for free in this song.
Well,
throw you in the lake, I can be the Navy. There's no Navy in the lake, we all know that.
Yeah, but we get it.
Yeah.
But you cannot put a price on the bad tattoo. That's really good.
Thank you.
So you were born and raised in Iowa. You moved to Philadelphia when you were 22. Did you study opera in Philadelphia?
I did. I had ambitions at some time that I was going to be, I guess, like Kathleen Battle. And I took some auditions when I finished graduate school, and I didn't have something it took. I didn't have this larger-than-life persona I could rely on the stage. And so I picked up my guitar and started writing songs. I'd been writing songs since I was a kid but paid no attention to them. And people said, gee, where have you been as a writer? And no one said that in the world of opera.
Well, writing the songs, and you started off as a folk performer, but you've got some jazz mixed in there. And this one, this album, sounds more like cabaret than folk.
I've been writing these songs all along. And then a couple years ago, I realized that I had a lot of these songs that had waited around for their time, not knowing what would happen in pop culture, that there would be such an interest in the Great American Songbook, these two CDs by Rod Stewart, and who knew it would be like this?
And you think Nora Jones helped, too, somewhat, the fact that she sings songs that sound as if they've always been there, sort of old-fashioned?
I do. I also think what's great about the Nora Jones recordings is that she whispers to you. She draws you in, and that's a wonderful thing for music to offer people.
You write love songs, and you write a lot about love lost but not sobbed over.
I get the north side where the brown stones are. You get the south side and the big blues bar. Cross the river and you've come too far. Stay on your side of town.
Susan Werner, what town is this? It sure ain't New York.
It ain't New York, though the brownstones seem to throw people, the reference
yes.
to the brownstones. But if you keep listening, there's a line along Grand Avenue. The South Side has the Blues Bar. People talk about the South Side, they're talking about Chicago.
And you have been spending really your life on the road. I just looked at your rundown for the month of March. You're in Wilmington, New York City, Madison, Rockford, Chicago, Cleveland. Are you always, in addition to working, writing? I mean, where do you find the space to be able to do the two?
At this point, I have a routine, which is Tuesday and Wednesday, and often Thursdays, I'm upstairs in my office writing songs, and if the week is good, I have something new to try out by Friday night. And that's my very favorite part about this job, is to suspect that I have something, suspect this song is going to work, suspect this song is going to be useful to people, and then you bring it out in the lab, and it becomes applied science on Friday night, and you learn, if it's really quiet, and if people are leaning forward, oh, it's working, it's working. That's the best possible feeling.
Maybe if my heels were higher.
The last cut is just you and your piano. The last song on the album, you've chosen to record it in a certain fascinating way.
We put a Victrola effect on the track, and the song itself sounds like a 1920s tune. The title is Maybe If I Sang Cole Porter. The whole thing is a song within a song, like Billy Joel's The Piano Man. Oh, it turns out he's the piano man, and he's playing the piano. So it turns out she's the Shantuzzi, and she's playing the piano, and she's saying, hey, if I sang Cole Porter, maybe, 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 maybe you would love me. Maybe.
Sang those ballads tenderly, you'd maybe finally see how happy we could be.
Susan Werner, her new CD is called I Can't Be New. All the music and lyrics are hers. So is most of the piano and guitar playing. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Maybe finally fall in love with me.
Songs from Susan Werner's new album are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.